And now here's Patrick Hicks with poetry from Studio 47.
This is poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. Today's poet is Jennifer Kwan Dobbs. Dobbs was born on July 2nd, 1976, in Wonju, South Korea. She was adopted by a steelworker and a homemaker in Oklahoma. She attended Oklahoma State University, where she earned a degree in English with honors. She then got an MFA from the University of Pittsburgh, before getting her MA and her PhD from the University of Southern California. Aside from being a poet, Dobbs is also an essayist who writes about adoption studies and Asian American literature. She has written a number of collections, including Paper Pavilion, Notes from a Missing Person, Interrogation Room, and Necro Citizen, which has been published in both English and German. She has won the White Pine Press Poetry Prize, the Sheila Moten Book Award, and she has received grants from the Daesong Foundation, the Metropolitan Arts Council, and the Minnesota State Arts Board. For many years, she was a fellow at the Korea Policy Institute, and she has worked in a number of outreach programs across the United States. She currently teaches creative writing at St. Olaf College in Minnesota, where she is also the Director of Race and Ethnic Studies. Today's poem is from her latest full-length collection, Interrogation Room. These poems move back and forth between Korea and America, between the past and the present. Some of the poems in this collection are without titles, they seem nameless, and other poems share the same title, the same identity. They all ask questions about place and home and belonging. And we have a special treat today because Jennifer has stopped by Studio 47 in person. Jennifer, welcome. It's good to have you here.
Thanks so much, Patrick. It's a real delight to be here and a real honor to be talking to your students, to be connecting with, you know, an audience here. And I'm delighted to discover that I accidentally wore Augie colors this morning, so I'm completely in the spirit of being here. So it's a real delight. Thank you. This poem is titled Note Left at Eos Kamtan Brothel from My Missing Imo. It has some words in Korean, for example, Kujitan, which is camp town, Yonggongju, which means Western princess, and is derogatory term that was utilized by South Korean citizens against women who were dating U.S. soldiers. Goa, which means orphan, and Ibyanga, which is adopted child. Note left at U.S. Camptown brothel for my missing Imo. Dear sixth Imo, grandfather's youngest daughter, no one taught you to write petal, unfurling red across the bed, creak cutting the mattress. No one told me your name, chalk to sketch your body starred and open, so grandmother could buy rice while the neighbors ate barley. Nobody asked where her money came from. They knew where youngest daughters disappeared to, why their mixed babies disappeared too. What math purchased seaweed for soup, fed to the married eldest, delivering a son. The first time I heard the rumor of you, it was a mistake to ask your name because Umma wanted to hide you. Just as she hid the fact of me, I also hid the words I knew. Kijichun, Yonggongju, Goa, Ibyanga. I hid under the bed, in the cupboard, behind clay pots, all the names for absence, feeding our family, who chewed and chewed.
Poetry from Studio 47 is hosted and curated by Patrick Hicks. All poems used with permission, recorded live to tape at Augustana University, and produced by Peter Folliard. Thank you for listening.